Nolte, QR code on Virginia Woolf statue lists her unacceptable views. By John Nolte on June 27, 2024. Left-wing fascists in London are beginning to add QR codes to statues of famous people that deliver a list of their unacceptable views. A statue of Virginia Woolf has had a QR code added that explains her imperialist attitudes and offensive opinions, reports the London Telegraph. This fascist rewriting of history is coming from Labour's Camden Council in London to address the connections between local monuments and racism, slavery, imperialism. When the QR code is scanned, people receive a lengthy explanation of Woolf's unacceptable views, such as her diaries and letters which contain challenging and offensive comments and descriptions of race, class and ability which we would find unacceptable today. For example, she once dressed in blackface, which proves she was a product of imperialist attitudes at the time. Further, in her work, Woolf used the word nigger, and in her personal diary she once wrote that someone's skin was as black as a monkey's. Woolf is not the only historical figure being judged by the same osomoral leftists who think it's okay to abort born alive babies and mutilate little kids to appease their trans overlords. This pedantic act of character assassination is called representing Bloomsbury, and it aims to ensure public memorials and the individuals commemorated are condemned and judged using multiple, diverse perspectives. These perspectives involve discriminatory ideas or behaviors, as well as positive contributions to society. Bertrand Russell, the philosopher, has also been swept into the statue review with a QR code, the report adds. His early views on empire and race, which he later repudiated, are discussed via his monument in Red Lion Square. Man alive. This is what happens when you elect and appoint people who are such unaccomplished losers they can only puff themselves up by tearing others down. No one is defending some of this behavior, but the very idea that these smug fascists would take a Virginia Woolf, a whole woman who lived for 59 years, and ask us to define her by a diary sentence is an obscenity against truth, common sense, and humanity. Other than Christ, no one can survive this kind of nitpicking scrutiny. Not Gandhi, not Martin Luther King, not Barry Obama. No one. Certainly not me or you, and certainly not these fascist do-gooders. This is only about destroying the past, smearing our icons, and turning people against the moral miracle that is Western civilization, a civilization that has done more to end slavery, intolerance, and poverty than any other, and it's not even close. What these people would replace our civilization with is a proven horror show of oppression, famine, and despair. More will be done from 2024 to 2028 to ensure that all of Camden's commemorative works are investigated. That's a sentence that could be right out of George Orwell's 1984. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.